The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to youcanruninternational.com. That's youcanruninternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You know who you are. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly in Arizona. And, by the way, it's not sunny in Arizona today. Friends, yesterday we were in Florida. Guess what we did in Florida? I'll let Jake tell you that in just a couple minutes here. But now we're in Arizona, actually at a council meeting nationwide, which is really cool. It's a networking group of people in the hundreds, and we're here. And we heard when you get to Arizona, it's like really nice, hot, sunny. Well, it's not really hot and sunny at all. Actually, it's cloudy and rainy, and it's about 62 degrees. So if that makes anybody feel better in the Midwest, there you have it.
Lots of cactuses.
Very much. As a matter of fact, we're going to take a picture. You know what I'd like to do is I'd like to take a picture. Well, here, I'll hold my peace right now and my thoughts within myself. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, I'm sorry to say, phone lines are inaccessible. Why is that? Because we are out on the road doing what needs to get done so we can bring resolve to the American people by the Spirit of God, that God is glorified and might be glorified always, because friends, you must understand, God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am the Lord thy God. I change not. God has not changed. America has. And I'm telling you what, the real church is on the rise, because what we're doing is we're taking the Lord at his word, and we're saying, Lord, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies. For as David prayed, he said, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law, and true that. And it's time to teach the inhabitants of the earth righteousness, by bringing forth public judgments. And how is that done? Bear your cross. Stand up and you'll win the day. It's promised in Jesus' name. So again, friends, I'm sorry to say the phone lines are inaccessible. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, you can do that as well. It's Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, you can do that as well. That is Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter account. Now, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And it's also a terrible place to be when you're standing in front of God, God's Word, and what He desires to do in this nation. And we had another school down in Spanish River, in Boca Raton, Spanish River High School.
You heard it on the radio yesterday, friends.
That's right. They attempted to stand in front of it. But folks, God is a locomotive that doesn't stop for man. And these students out there at Spanish River stood up and said, you know what, I believe the Lord for this. Bradley said, I believe the Lord for this. Liberty Council stood up and said, I believe the Lord for this. What's the problem?
Well, there isn't a problem
no
when
problem.
You read your rights.
That's right.
And when you read your rights that God gave you, only God gives you rights, friends. And the kids, the youth, our posterity, when they begin to realize the law is on their side, they're willing to stand for what the older generation was willing to let go.
That's exactly right. And that's what we saw yesterday. We came driving into the parking lot, and all of a sudden, as we come into the parking lot, we get out of the car, we go up to the principal's office, we register to get in. The principal didn't come out to see us. I was hoping he'd come
out. He could have and should have played the man, but
he
did not. Correct.
That's true. We flew the 27 hours to get down here. Well, we didn't fly 27 hours, but it's a drive. It's 27 hours. We flew in less time than that. Got to the school, got our name badges. We're going to take pictures of all this. We're going to throw it on Twitter. Some of the pictures have already been up there on Facebook as well. The student group member, John, met us there, brought us to the classroom. And, folks, it was a great turnout.
Yeah, for those that didn't know what happened, folks, 3 weeks ago, we actually went on the premise. We were asked to do a student-led group. And I just simply walked out on the property, the school property, and I no sooner got out there than a homosexual said, everything that this man is going to tell you is misinformation. And we had it all on film. And the minute I seen him say it, I knew, as the old saying is, friends, give them enough rope, they'll do it to themselves. We got it on film. If you'd like to see it, it's posted on Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. Well, what they did is they tried to excuse themselves by saying Bradley Dean was not properly vetted, when in fact we were properly vetted. We were announced for 3 weeks prior to us coming. Posters were plastered. And once they came over and they started to attempt to undo our rights, friends, on public school property, you know, it's interesting that this homosexual actually told the students that you forfeit or you give up your rights at the school gate, when in fact that is completely the opposite.
It was all on video, folks.
It was all on video. So what we did is we got in contact. Actually, I didn't get in contact at all. There was someone there that seen the whole thing transpire, and they got on the phone with an organization called Liberty Council out of Virginia. And I'm telling you what, friends, when they get involved, it's all over for the enemies, because these guys bring the hammer down, along with the Spirit of God, of course. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Well, what happened is 3 weeks later, we were called up. I said, listen, when we get go back to the school, you just let me know when the doors are open. I said to Liberty Council, I will be there the next day. We were told, listen, the doors are coming back open, and we are going for it.
Yep, the principal came out of his insanity, and so did the administration.
This was a club called, their back was up against the wall.
This is a club called the American Club, and that is the message of the Sons of Liberty, and that's what we brought to the school. And
what a concept, fighting for our posterity. What a concept. And by the way, by the way, friends, I thought it might be of interest to you as well to know that when this kind of stuff happened, he didn't mean for it to go national.
No.
He tried to keep it under his hat. He thought it was cute. Mm-hmm. But what he didn't realize is who he was doing it to. And the minute that he did it, it made national news the same day. And of course, today and yesterday, friends, it made national news again. But this time, he fell into the hole that he himself dug. The only thing that we didn't do is give him the shovel, friends.
Give him the shovel.
Friends, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. Go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Check out the video, Bradley Dean in the showdown in Florida, Boca Raton. Friends, we brought you another victory.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. We are live out of Arizona, and no friends, it's any consolation to you, it is not hot and sunny. It is cloudy and rainy, and it's about 62 degrees.
But if you'd like to grab and hug a cactus, you can do that here.
Yeah, I told the kids yesterday when we were in Florida, when we did the classroom, when it was filled up with students, I told them, I said, guys, you got to understand that I really love you. I mean, I just left Minnesota, 8 inches of snow, minus 4 degrees, and now I'm sitting in 72 degree weather in Florida. Guys, you got to know that I love you.
Suffering for the Lord, brother.
That was suffering. But you know what? It was a well-fought battle.
It was.
And I give all credit over God. So God, first and foremost, over to John and over to Liberty Council.
Amen.
Because that's who it belongs to.
You know what? And it was published yesterday. It's being published again today.
All across Liberty, the country, friends.
Liberty Council sent out their Liberty alerts on this. Freedom Outpost, Capitol Hill Outsider. We flew to the other side of the country nearly 5 hours last night, or maybe it was 5 hours.
It was 5 hours. She said it was 5 hours. I thought it would be a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah,
it was not that at all.
Arizona, but not in this case. But when we got here today, I went and shook hands with some of the folks at the place where we're at right now. And they're like, oh, yeah, very well aware of it, very well aware of what happened. So, folks, people are talking. Why? Because they're talking about victory. How often do you get to hear that?
Oh, no. I mean, you go on the state-run media. Yep. I'm on a news line, a wire right now, friends. It's defeat after defeat. Look at the enemy's doing. Look at the enemy's doing. And the American people are going right along with it and giving power to the enemy rather than power to God and the power to the people where it belongs.
And one of the and it already is in your power, folks. Yeah. One of the things we talked about in the last break was, you know, the people, just with this situation, the student group said, wait a second, this is wrong for the teachers and the administration to try to stop my student group from having a speaker like Bradley in our school. Liberty Council stepped up and said, the law is not on the school side to try to censor speech. Bradley stood up and said, you're not going to censor my speech because I'm reaching the next generation. That's my calling. So all three three of them got together and decided, you know what, there is nothing wrong with this. Therefore, you are the ones in the wrong. Those that were aggressively trying to take away the rights of the student, Bradley, and also the legal rights that have been established in this country. If a criminal steps into your house, you have a weapon, he does not. And he says to you, hey, why don't you give me that weapon? Why? Obviously, so he can rob your house. Would you do that? No. But that's what's happening in America. They're saying, oh my goodness, there's a robber in my house. Here, take my guns. Hold on.
Well, they are by giving power. They're not saying take my guns, Jake. What they're doing is they're giving power to the strength of the enemy, when in fact the enemy doesn't have the strength nor the numbers that they intend for you to believe in, friend.
That's my point.
It's done through deception, friend.
That's my point. They need your weapons, and your weapon is what? Just to give it over. Because they don't have it. There's no muscle behind them. There's no precedent behind them. There's definitely no spirit of Christ behind them. There's no law behind them. The Constitution's not behind them. They're probably scratching their heads saying, you know, we have nothing going for us except for what others give. But in this particular case, I want you to listen, because this is a student that actually sat in the classroom. As Bradley said, the classroom was full of students awaiting and anticipating. There's a couple girls in the very beginning that came in and said, we want a picture. We are so supportive of what just happened, and we're right on board with you
guys. Yeah, it's the younger people.
You got it.
Yeah, because they know that they're the future, and they're not going to have a future if we don't stand up and fight for their future. Mm-hmm. You know, my little boys know that. My dad's gone all the time. My dad's doing what he's doing so we can have a future. Of course.
Yep. They're following fighters. And folks, they will. Either side, they will follow them. But truth stands.
Let me give you a couple examples, okay? So I see a picture of a bunch of Muslims in the military, cadets at West Point. They're Muslims. They're bowing down to the ground, right? With their heads to the ground, and they're worshiping their God. And this is what the Post said. Your future generals, cadets at West Point. I wrote back. Listen to what the Spirit of Christ does, friends, because it's the faith of the Son of God that overcomes the world. I wrote, America, I love you enough to tell you that all of this is being done in the light of day. And it is, friends. Therefore, there's no excuses. Do the math. 312 million Americans, 545, not all, those that work for and serve we the people in government. And I said, don't complain about what you tolerate. And yet, comment after comment after comment is defeatism. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing 56 men back in 1776 didn't agree with the voice of the enemy, right, friends? Yep. Because God used less than 3% of the population to give us the liberty that we have now through the longest standing constitution in modern history 235 years later.
Yep.
There's no excuses as to why we would capitulate.
That's right. The end of your conversation, where is it leading? This kind of stuff never leads to a victory. It's never going to. What's going to lead to a victory is when your conversation starts to point up. And folks, this isn't
and
like...
And your conversation with Christ is indeed not in word.
That's right. It's in demonstration.
Yes.
And it's not even, oh, this is wishful thinking. Hopefully by faith we'll turn this thing around. It's already in your court.
Yeah.
They don't have the numbers. They don't have the support.
No.
They don't have law. They don't have precedent. They have nothing except for toleration.
That's right.
The only ground that they can
That's
take.
Exactly right. And silence is consent, my friends.
That's right.
And I know America is opening their mouth right now, but they still have the television on. They're still watching their favorite game.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is, as God pays attention to all of this, babies are being murdered again today. The homosexual agenda is being thrown down upon your kids. And I don't hear America saying not on my watch. I hear them complaining about the administration that they are tolerating to commit the crimes against we the people, and namely our republic, one nation under God.
That's right. You know what? This
God is willing to give America what it's willing to fight for.
Yeah.
He always has been. God is willing to give the church what they're willing to fight for.
That's right. Historically, that's a fact. Look at what our founders fought for.
But maybe,
God give it to
but
them?
Jake, maybe
yes.
If I wear the T-shirt, don't tread on me. Maybe that will scare
help?
The bad guys like Songbird McCain or Boehner or Pelosi or Harry Reid or Obama. Maybe if I just wear the right shirt, I'll just tell them how man, I'm filled with might. I'm a patriot, man. I'm
on Facebook.
I know what's a Constitution says. I know, but what they're waiting to see, friends, is what does the Constitution do, and the people that understand what it says.
Right.
Big difference.
What did Washington say? Deeds, not words. You're not going to be on my army. We're not going to beat Britain. We're not going to establish liberty.
No way.
There's deeds. We can talk all day.
Yeah. Did you guys hear, by the way, friends, South Dakota passes law allowing teachers to carry guns in school?
Amen.
I bet you probably didn't hear that. Another victory for the American people that are willing to fight for them. And I'm not using fear, friends. I'm giving you courage, because we need men to stand up in the might and the power of the Spirit of God, which only breeds and births courage. Right? Here, let me give you another one, friends. Did you hear about in Illinois the March for Gun Rights? Friends, you have rights, not privileges. You're not asking the government for a debate. You're not caught up in the debate when you understand that you have rights.
Right.
But I bet you probably didn't hear the 8,000 Americans walking up and down the streets in Chicago saying, no, you're not. Mm-hmm. See, that's the voice that this government, corruption in this government, not the system of government, but corruption in this government needs to hear. No, you're not. No, you're not, and stand by it and mean it. Because once you stand together, and let me tell you this, friends, you are winning the day. There's a swell going on across the country right now as you are watching this administration give power over to foreign powers. You need to understand that. You have the numbers. You're all saying the same thing. 95-99% of you out there are all saying the same things. This is what the state-run media doesn't want you to know. And I need to be rhetorical. I need to keep telling you this in your ears, friends. Don't put your faith or your trust in man. Put it in God, because outside of that, you're in trouble.
And you won't demand excuses that man gives you, because you realize that you are God's. You're creation of God's. These people, they make themselves so obvious. When they break these laws, it's so obvious. They all get together and what they're doing is so obvious. Now the next step is to deal with it. Why do we have police officers? To apprehend criminals, not to monitor their crimes, not to see how many crimes they can commit or how many they have committed, or make log books or write books about it, but it's to apprehend them. It's simple action.
Jake,
that's what
isn't it interesting
off.
That people now, I mean, this is how bad some folks are in America. Those that are a part of the establishment, those that are caught up into the two-party system, those that are caught up into the conservative talking heads of the day that don't know what they're talking about. They talk about the doctrine of Herodian in governments, and they themselves don't even know what they're talking about 9 times out of 10.
No, they don't.
Isn't it interesting how people are just beginning to wake up to the fact that McCain's a bad guy? Now they're being shifted over to the right. Now Marco Rubio, he's supposed to be the new guy. But if you look behind Marco Rubio, he's got the same kind of a background Obama does. Most people didn't know that. Or if you go, I mean, why is it taking so long for the American people to figure out you judge a man by his fruit, not by what he says?
I think if a man...
Songbird McCain, friends. Yep.
I think if a man reads the Declaration of Independence, and this was the premise of your last article, your last column that went out on WorldNet Daily, Obama's King George abuses. We literally take, through this article, Bradley takes the Declaration of Independence and takes those abuses and puts the President of the United States in substitution for King George. Identical. You can take real life examples, if not even
of
worse.
Of course. That's what it was
George
written
was
for.
So when you read that, that's as simple as it comes. Okay, I've identified the problem.
That's right.
Now comes my action. We shouldn't have one man doing a filibuster. That should be the whole Senate.
Yeah.
How in the world do these snakes get in there? And as you said, McCain, people are starting to figure out, wait a second, he's not really standing up for our liberties. Boy, you think?
Yeah.
You know, when you're done prospering, all of a sudden you're going to wake up now. We can stand on these things right now. Our elected representatives should be standing with their feet to the fire, terrified of the American public, because if they step out
That's
of
right.
line, they know not only are they going to lose their position of power, but they're going to get criminally prosecuted as well.
What did Thomas Jefferson say? Where the people fear the government, you have tyranny, but where the government fears the people, you have liberty. And that's exactly what we need to get back to, friends. And that's healthy, by the way. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to jump on my Facebook and befriend me, you may. And that is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Or go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and check out the video, Showdown in Florida.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake, friends. Now, yesterday, actually the day before, let me go back even another day. All the way back to Wednesday, I had said that I was going to tell you and show you scripturally, because I'd asked the question, where does it say that God loves you in the Bible? And I came back and I told you that it doesn't. And it's interesting because when you talk about what I just told you, most people say, well, that's not what I've been told. Well, I thought God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. I'm trying to figure out where that is in Scripture. I just can't find it. As a matter of fact, I've searched Scripture high and low for the Jesus loves you gospel, and folks, I can't find it. If it's there, I'll gladly preach it, but nowhere can I find any of the apostles telling sinners that Jesus loved them. As a matter of fact, the Bible does say, for God so loved the world, a verb, action word, demonstration, in John 3:16. But each reference to the love of God is in direct reference to the cross of Jesus Christ. Let me give you a couple examples. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to die for our sins, because He is the propitiation, appeasement, sacrifice for our sins, 1 John 4:10. Here's another one. God commendeth His love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Or what about John 15:13? Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. That's real love. Or what about 1 John 3:16? Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. See, it's always a demonstration, friends. Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for an offering, Ephesians 5:2. Or what about this one, John 3:16 again? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Okay, so those that believe on him and act out the walk that Christ demonstrates through them, those are the ones that are saved. Yep. Friends, where is God's love? Well, let me put it to you this way. How was it that the Apostle Paul knew that God loved him? He was often hungry, naked. He was whipped, beaten, stoned, and so depressed that at one stage he wanted to die. He was mocked, hated, shipwrecked, imprisoned for years, and then finally martyred. Friends, what did he look to for the assurance of God's love for him? He didn't look at his lifestyle, because to the unlearned eye, it didn't exactly speak of God's caring hand for him. His abundant life was certainly full, but it wasn't full of what we think it should have been full of if God had loved him. Let's go and look at Paul, lying half naked on a cold dungeon floor, chained to the hardened Roman guards. Friends, look at his bloody back and his bruised, swollen face. Paul, you've been beaten again. Where are your friends? Demas and the others have forsaken you. Where's your expensive chariot and your successful building program? Where's the evidence of God's blessing, Paul? Wait. What's that? What did you say? Did I hear you mumble through your swollen lips that God loves you? Paul slowly lifts his head. His blackened, bruised eyes look deeply into yours. They sparkle as he says two words, the cross, the cross. He painfully reaches into his blood-drenched tunic and carefully pulls out a large letter he had been writing in his own hand. His trembling and blood-stained finger points to the one sentence in particular. You strain your eyes in the dim light and read, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. He demonstrated his love for me by dying for my sins that I am guilty of. Galatians 2:20. See, Paul knew that when God created the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, and the sky that surrounds this massive earth, he displayed to humanity his incredible power, his majesty, and his glory. In the same way, the cross of Calvary displayed to humanity the evidence of God's love towards us. Romans 5:8. I love this. But God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That was the source of Paul's joy, and thus his strength. Paul said, but God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Jesus Christ, Galatians 6:14. If there's an economic recession, those who look solely to material blessings as evidence of God's love will think that God has forsaken them. Those who look to the cross as a token of God's love, however, will never doubt his steadfast devotion to them. The cross is the show of God's love for the world. Because we have been saved, we know it and we demonstrate that love of God, Romans 5:5, that has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. Friends, the Bible says that we're called to be ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are called to be witnesses of the resurrection of the Holy Ghost, of the Spirit of God. Men are to find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the cross of Jesus Christ. See, that's why I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why true Christians that are born of the Spirit of God stand against what they see, because they bear their cross. Remember, it was Jesus that said, to he who tries to save his life will lose it, but yet he who tries to, or who loses his life for my sake will find it. The first prerequisite was this, take up your cross and follow me. Yet everybody wants to see God's love for them rather than demonstrate the love of God that's already been demonstrated to them to the world. Because again, Christians, patriots, Christianity is not what you take from the world, it's what you bring to the world. Remember, Jesus said, I didn't come to be ministered unto, I came to minister unto. Remember, Jesus said, greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brother. That's the love that's missing in this country, friends. I understand it used to be displayed, it used to be exemplified, exhibited back in the 60s. But where is it, friends? The young people of this generation understand it, but the old seem to have left it off. Yet they all think they're saved because God loves them and has a wonderful plan for their life too. Yet the older generation doesn't realize that Jesus Christ is not the minister of sin and the grace of God is not to be used as a cover-up, rather an empowerment to overcome your sin and to overcome the world. Remember what the Bible says, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. You have to ask the older generations and the false professors of the day, where is the demonstration of that overcoming grace? Because I don't see it in your life. Case in point, Webster's 1828. When you look up the word grace, what does it define out to be? The power to restrain from sin. Not an empowerment to make Jesus Christ the minister of sin, which he is not, Galatians 5. Friends, the cross is the show of God's love for the world. It is the focal point of your message. Calvary's cross is the very essence of the gospel, the good news that's preached to dead men. Yet I have lost count of the times I've heard preachers of the gospel fail to mention it. Jesus told the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, that they had omitted, made void, friends, the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith, and therein is the church's message. There is the proper arrangement. And if you call yourself a patriot, how do you call yourself a patriot if you're not a Christian? Because point of reference is the God that told you the difference between right and wrong. It is because of judgment that we need mercy. And the way to obtain mercy is through faith. Justification of faith, friends, is keeping your eyes on Jesus Christ. And it's the obedience of Christ in your life. And we do that because we love, because we see a demonstration of His love for us, that He died for the sins of the world. So what exactly am I saying? I'm saying that it is a grave error to tell an impenitent sinner of God's love in Christ without direct mention of the cross of Jesus Christ. Why? Because the Bible doesn't do so. And how can we mention the cross without reference to sin, which is the transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4? And how on earth can we mention sin without reference to the law? You can't. For by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20. Is the sinner of today more learned than the Apostle Paul, who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, who said in Romans 7:7, I had not known sin but by the law? Well, oftentimes when you're driving down the road and you're not paying attention to how fast you're going, and all of a sudden the cop pulls you over and says you were speeding, you didn't know it until the law stopped you and told you of your offense towards that law. Friends, has God changed His mind in using the law to bring the knowledge of sin? No. Galatians 3:24. Psalm 19:7. If we want to show sinners that Jesus loves them, we must do so biblically, or they will spurn His love. You can go ahead and invoke a tearful response by telling sinners that God loves them. It certainly is less offensive to receivers and therefore an easier message to give. But friends, it's not scriptural. The Bible does say those that even desire to live a godly life will be persecuted for righteousness' sake. 11 out of the 12 apostles, friends, were all martyred. If God loved them and had a wonderful plan for their life, then was martyrdom, was that the wonderful plan He was talking about? No. When you go to the book of Acts, chapter 11, it says, confirming the souls of the disciples, through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. And we must take it, the violent take it by force, we must press into the kingdom of God, and we receive from heaven what the world needs, and it's a demonstration of the love of Christ, because He first loved us, therefore we love Him.
You know, I just got an email not too long ago, one of the tea parties that we worked with in California. She said, congratulations on the victory in the school. She said, I just wish they wouldn't have tried to stop you the first time. And what I told her is, listen, there's always contention around truth. It actually works against. You cannot go through what Paul's talking about and what you're talking about, the trials and the tribulations, unless you do love. That proves your love.
That's right.
That's the trying
fight.
Place
it's
right
the good
there.
Fight of faith. That's that right. Proves you. It's a work of faith. It's a work of faith. It's a work of power. And it's because the love.
It's a labor of love, the Bible says. It's literally a labor. There is no power without demonstration. So first we follow Christ's example. What was his demonstration?
The cross.
To the cross.
The cross.
And then he turns and says,
and he
follow
got in
me.
The face of all of it, friends. He went into the synagogues. He went into the temple.
Ever.
He didn't capitulate. He didn't tuck tail. No, because the power is found in the cross.
Yep.
And it says in Galatians, spoiling principalities and powers, making a public spectacle of them openly. How? Through the cross.
Right.
Bear your cross, friends. And our forefathers did just that. And it was a demonstration to their posterity, which would be us, that they loved us because God first loved them. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I listen to your show every day. My son just turned 13. He's been listening to you with me when I pick him up from school ever since he turned 12. This generation, it's not all lost, guys.
Amen.
People like you are the voice of freedom. Gentlemen like you are the ones who carry the cross for the Lord.
Amen.
So let's keep praying for this young generation. You know, you guys are helping bear the light.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Now, friends, Charles Spurgeon rightly said, avoid a sugared gospel as you would shun sugar of lead. Seek the gospel which rips and tears and cuts and wounds and hacks and even kills. Folks, these are the trials and tribulations in seeking and saving that which is lost. And going out to the highways, into the byways, and going out into the harvest fields. Let me say it this way. It's surreal to people that don't fight. They don't understand. Yet the Bible tells us again that those that keep the commandments, great is their understanding. God is not going to supply the power until you cross the threshold in obedience unto Him. And guess what? He never fails. Friends, He's faithful to 1,000 generations. You need to stand up and be the leader that God has called you, because again, friends, I want to encourage you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He promised He would not fail us. And He's never failed me one time. Charles Spurgeon goes on, and when you have found it, that gospel that I was just talking about, friends, give good heed to it. Let it enter into your inmost beings as the rain soaks into the ground. So pray the Lord to let his gospel soak into your soul so you have great understanding of what the will of the Lord is. And you'll understand what the will of the Lord is when you keep the commandments of the Lord. And you keep the commandments of the Lord because you love the Lord. But what are we seeing today? Well, William Booth rightly said this. He said this over 100 years ago. He said, the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost. This is what you're seeing because they don't bear the cross. Christianity without Christ, because they don't bear the cross. Forgiveness without repentance, because they don't bear the cross. Salvation without regeneration, because they don't bear the cross. Politics without God, because the church doesn't bear the cross. Heaven without hell, because they're not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. What's the missing element? The Holy Ghost. The power of the gospel. Again, we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. Isn't it interesting today what we see as we hear the popular preacher of the day overlook all the issues that God commanded him to keep? And yet people look at him and they make war against the God of heaven. And the American people sit back and think, well, it must be right. The preacher said it. Well, guess what, friends? You have a Bible, too. And when you read your Bible, you're going to see that the modern-day preacher is setting himself and the American people at war with God and the gospel, speaking evil of the way of truth. They're not in agreement with it, because if they were, I'll tell you what, they would understand the power of the Holy Ghost. They would understand what our forefathers understood, what the Black Regiment understood, what the apostles understood. Most people will say, well, today, you know, you have atheists and you have all these other religions. Yes, because the church isn't keeping the commandments of God. It really comes down to that.
Because if we're the ones that are in charge of it, it's like a gardener saying, well, there's weeds in my garden. Well, then go pick them.
Yeah, yeah. You hear from the professors today, oh, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. And yet you don't see Christianity in them people's lives at all. Here, I'll just give you kind of a cheesy example. When I first got saved 17 years ago, I was a part of a new church, and there was 400 people, 400 congregants. And everybody told me they loved me. Oh, we love Bradley, man. They used to show pony me and trophy me at every turn. Oh, we love you, Bradley. Then it was time to move. Mm-hmm. And I said to them people that continuously inundated me with their false version of love, hey, guys, I need some help moving. I just got a couple couches. Can I get some help? No one was to be found except the younger generation.
Yep.
See, they offer. Oh, Jesus said the same thing. You offer me your lip service, but your hearts are far from me.
Right.
You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me.
Yep.
And this is exactly what we're seeing. Okay, if God loves us, then where's the fruit in your life?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd be asking. The Bible says, again, we're called to be written epistles for men to read. What are they reading?
Yep.
Amen.
You know love by what it does. You know what? I'm just on the website right now, sonslibertyradio.com. And as I'm looking at it, I'm seeing how there's just basic steps and different ways where you can engage into this culture war with us. For victory. We just got done explaining to you about this public school that we went to in Spanish River High School down in Boca Raton, Florida. The administration, the effeminate individuals, those that did not want an American message to be taught in an American club in after school hours. We overcame that. We got together with legal counsel. We set not only a legal precedent, but also a spiritual Christian precedent. And I've been talking to people all morning about it across this country. Folks, you're a part of that. But I want to read to you one of the students' response. And this is student name is Max. And he was in the classroom here when Bradley was speaking. And this is also on our Facebook, because he just Facebooked us. Listen to Bradley Dean today at the Spanish River American Club meeting. He is a powerful speaker and shed light. Listen to the key terms. Shed light on many problems we as a nation face. Many of us lack the morals that our country was founded. I just love that.
Well, you know, it's getting a little bit too, you know, it's a little too much morality.
This student is saying he shed light so that we could see the morals that we're lacking as a nation. I look forward to possibly hearing him speak again. Now, this is a student's response. This is one of many, countless thousands. They're all over our website. We've got them. We've got them on video. But you can be a part of that as we continue to do what we're doing, folks. And we need your support to do it.
Yeah.
It's a plain thing. It's a practical thing. It's an awesome thing on your behalf. I had a gentleman at a home meeting that we did 2 days ago, I believe it was.
Giving us firepower, indeed.
He came to me and he said, you know what? You're right, Jake. I work a full-time job. I raise 4 kids. I can't go out into the schools like you guys can. But you know what? I want to support you so that you can do it. I want my means, my method of, my means to reach the next generation, my donation, to go do what I see you guys bringing home the fruit for, and thank you for what you're
Let
doing.
Let me put it into perspective so people understand what we're up against. Less than 0.5% of all finances that go into the church.
Yep.
Okay, a lack of Christianity for a good portion of it. Go to the young people. Mm-hmm. Friends, therein lies the problem. And I'll tell you what dictators know. You have to win the next generation. And I want to say it this way. Obama's on my turf.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for 17 years. Mm-hmm. He's been doing it for five. 5 years too long.
That's right. And you know what? Obama knows it because you've written two letters to him. He responded both times.
Yes, he did.
Why is that? Because he knows. He knows where he's going in the next generation. Folks, you can engage in the same culture war that we're in right now. Don't just take the information. Don't just listen to it, though we want you to. We want you to apply it, engage it. Become a part of the Sons and Daughters of Liberty program. On the website, on the right-hand side, just below the My War DVDs that are now on sale, that's a documentary. It's fantastic for family viewing, also showing to your leadership groups, your church groups, etc. And it's also a donation to continue keeping us going. You can listen on your iPhone. This is all right on the website, right on the homepage. Download the app, share it with your friends, get them fired up, folks. Use the vehicle because we're producing this content every day. Go evangelize with it. Support our cause for justice on the left-hand side, in the upper left-hand corner. When you support our cause for justice, there's a variety of ways you can do it, through donations, through monthly partnering, through Facebooking, through joining our Gideon's social media army. Folks, there's a lot of things you can sow into this generation, and we've got a vehicle to do just that. Also, to all of you that are signing up for the Constitution class, you know, I think we've gotten probably, oh, I'd say 40% of those that are engaged right now have came in the past 2 weeks. Next time, sign up a little bit earlier so we can get you the book for that first class.
I know.
But it's still going.
People are fickle, Jake.
They are. They are fickle. But listen now, tomorrow is that closing day. You'll have to sign up for the next class after, because when we get in town next week, we're doubling up. We've been out of town all week because we need to bring forth victories according to the Constitution. Then we'll come back and we'll talk about it, and we'll go bring some more.
I just want to let you friends out there know again, Utah, House votes to nullify all federal gun laws, rules, regulations, and orders 49-17. Now, those 17 people that voted against the rights of the people,
right,
you need to nullify them,
mm-hmm,
you need to impeach them, and take it on, friends, that you just won your rights over in Utah.
Exactly,
friends,
right,
it's happening all day long, but again, people weigh, and they lay the fear on you, friends, in hopes to make a dime off you. And folks, we need to bring the victories because America needs resolve, and resolve we will bring in the name of Jesus Christ.
And just an FYI for all of you, the 17 Bradleys referring to over there in Utah, they do need to be impeached. How does that happen? I'll tell you how it happens. You put your pressure on those that voted against the federal laws.
That's right.
And you say to them,
they
hey guys, you know what? Those 17 just voted in favor of federal laws. Now you need to not only vote the right way, but now you need to turn on those that are criminals to the people of the state and impeach them. Folks, they will be terrified and tremor with even the threat of impeachment.
Once they know that the American people are going to tolerate this no more, it's going to stop, friends, and not until then.
Evidence of that is what we just did in this high school. When the principal realized this student is not going to back down, when he realized that Bradley was not going to back down, this ministry wasn't going to back down, and the legal firepower was behind him, guess what? They had one option.
I want people to understand this very clearly, too, if you would. It's not about going and throwing my weight around. This mattered to the students.
Right.
This mattered more to me to get the baton in their hands,
right,
that it can be done.
Amen.
And when we went back, friends, by the way, for those that didn't know, that room was filled, and it was filled. Now, the first time we had went there, it wouldn't have been so much that it was filled. We'd have had a bunch of spectators.
Yeah.
But now people wanted to know, man, this guy didn't back down. He came back in the face of it. Why did he do that? You know what I told the students, friends? I told them, I understand where you're at. I told them you're being inundated with lies 24/7, and I love you enough to fight for you. And it's the fight that they want to see, and it's the fight that will draw the crowd. Yeah. Jesus said, where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. And friends, that is bearing the cross. Show the love of God to the world by standing up and fighting for them. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be my friend, go to Bradley Dean on Facebook or Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter, and or go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. God bless you. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 24. See ya.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food.
Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.